Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
You okay?
No, I'm hot about this.
I can see it.
I'm hot. I'm still bothered by it.
We talked about this on Friday. You're carrying it over on Saturday.
Yeah.
And you're still... Yeah. Like, you're almost red.
Let's talk about the issue because... And language is important to me. And we're going to talk about some specific language.
Okay.
Just before the break, we talked about Davos. All world leaders or most world leaders are there. And business people and so on and so forth. And the topic has been around the environment. So... Now that's news, and of course we've got our own talk track in Canada that we're facing around carbon and tax, and you know how it's being handled.
Okay.
So here's my issue: I read a headline and a report or some commentary by our finance minister, okay, Bill Morneau, and he said, "I can't predict the future. Obviously, I think to the extent that our industry can get more and more effective at reducing their carbon emissions, that will enable them to be a better part of the world energy scene." But he said he can't predict whether Canada will be producing oil in 30 years.
Okay.
So where to start? First of all, if I am constantly amazed, and I'll just put on the table that I believe we should all be doing our bit for protecting the environment for our kids and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So the motherhood and apple pie statement, I'm totally with.
Okay.
And I actually believe beyond that, we need to take steps to do it. But what drives me insane, not just as an Albertan, but as a Canadian, okay, is why we are consistently pushing, creating confusion and pushing away business investment and industries. Now, whether you believe in oil and gas, I have to tell you...
Well, it's not a religion. It's a commodity. You don't have to believe in it. It is being utilized.
No. Some people... Just stop. Just stop using it. Faisal, the environmental position, one of them is, just stop producing today, Canada. Done. Or every country, whatever. Okay, this is absurd. Global oil demand is continuing to grow, even
it's
given
being utilized.
Even given what the issues are that we're facing, environmental. Okay?
Okay,
now whether you believe in Trump or you don't believe in Trump, and I'm not taking a position on this. Trump's position is his administration is very different than the Canadian government's position. Oil and gas is a viable industry, and we want it. So our messaging to the rest of the world is...
Sorry, I'm smiling. I'm turning down my volume on my headphones because, man, you're hot now. Okay, messaging. Sorry.
Messaging. We can't predict whether Canada is still going to be producing oil and gas or oil in 30 years. Okay. I'm the CEO of a company. I've got to make a multi-billion dollar decision that is going to take decades to get a return on investment. I wonder where I'm going to go. I wonder where I will invest my money.
When the number two guy in the country of Canada says... I don't know if you're going to be around here in 30 years.
Right. Instead of saying, if you want to take environmental, this is what makes me hot. Why can't we be a leading producer of oil and gas?
Yep.
We have always had an excellent history in our country of developing new technology,
yep.
Environmental drilling and otherwise.
Yep.
We have the fastest growing population amongst the G7 and the most educated population amongst the G7.
Yeah.
We want to diversify into technology. Why can't we coordinate all of those things and set the language to be, we're going to be the global leader?
This is what I was trying to tell you on Friday. Because you think it was a slip up in communication.
Well, my question really was, is this sloppy language or is it a
direct
message?
It's intent. There is no way that these guys, in their situation, at their point in time, we are now done the first term. We can't give them the first term rookie mistakes. They are planned and they are precise on what they're saying. This is a hint. This is a hint to all of us in Canada, especially us in Alberta, that this administration is not putting oil as a number one, two, three, or four top priorities in this country, regardless of how much economic viability or growth it brings to this country.
Or damage.
It doesn't matter. We have never, at least I've never heard the federal government here say oil is in our top three priority.
Okay, let's skip oil for a second. I'm frustrated with that. I mean, I know lots of people have been affected by it, but not as an Albertan. I'm frustrated as a Canadian that we continue. I'm going to jump over to marijuana. Okay, we're going to lead the world in marijuana. No, we won't.
They've never said that.
Yeah, well, we're going to be the first major country to commercialize it and to legalize it.
Okay.
You mark my words today, when the Americans get there, they will take it, and we will give it to them.
Absolutely.
Okay. We continue to give away all industry. And this is what I'm hot about. Is I'm tired as a Canadian, and I think as Canadians we have to step up. What is it that we are going to stand for and lead in? I got to tell you, I think that this little fad called the environment is probably here to stay. Why don't we make that our number? If we're going to make, we're going to become environmental leaders.
Why not
be the best at it? Get in.
That's the argument I'm making when it comes to healthcare. If we know we have an aging population, right, and we know that most of the Western world has an aging population, why can't we be the destination of choice?
Right.
The problem that we have in Canada is not an industry-specific issue. It's a cultural thing.
Correct.
Canada does not like talking about being number one
in anything
except for hockey.
Do we even like talking about that?
Absolutely, we will. That's the only thing that I can think of that we as Canadians across the country say we're the best.
Okay. Awesome.
That's it. We have never said we are number one in here and we're going to put our money where our mouth is. Here's the difference between, let's say, U.S. or other European countries versus Canada. When there are multiple industries putting their hand out saying, please support us, government. In other countries, like the United States, they pick and choose their winners. So they will put more money in one area versus the other, depending upon where they want to see things go. In Canada, most times, the governments, regardless of provincial or federal, will put a little money here, a little money there, so we're going to sprinkle it out. Kind of like when you have four children and you want to give them all allowance, you give them all the same amount of money. This is not allowance. Put your money where your mouth is. Bet on the areas that you want to grow and watch them prosper.
And influence the direction.
And that happens in the people's homes in Canada. That happens in small and medium-sized businesses. This is not only a government thing. This is a Canadian cultural issue.
I agree with you.
And so I feel your frustration, right, man.
I feel it. I'm done. I'm done with this. This is crazy.
I'm telling you, we cannot change how the government thinks. We as individuals and as business owners have to change the way we think. We have to now have the culture of we want to be number one.
Well, we can influence it. We're speaking to your grandmother and my grandmother right now, the two listeners of this show. We're influencing them.
Yeah. Right? Okay, Grandma, we got to win.
Drop the hockey and let's get back on to business.
We have to have a sense of culture that says we are going to actually be the best at something.
Right.
You know how happy we were when we were the arm for the NASA space station?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we were the best arm. We were the only arm.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't see an industry develop around that.
Nothing.
Right.
The government has to sprinkle money in every place to keep everybody happy. That's not investing.
No, it's not.
That's hope.
You're right. It's cultural, and
is a cultural
problem.
We're
going to be speaking to a group of people that are the converted on this. We need to spread this word, and it's not as an Albertan ranting and raving about oil. It is about a Canadian and trying to develop long-term sustainable industries so that we put our people to work. Right, we have a tax base to support the elderly.
Yep.
We have a tax base to support infrastructure that we're going to need. This is crazy.
If we have a culture of a winning attitude, then everybody will prosper over time.
Right.
When we just focus on, let's just take the lowest common denominator and deal with that, then no one moves ahead.
Right.
We're always worried about the lowest common denominator.
Right. And being a leader in something doesn't mean the destruction of a country. It doesn't mean those two things aren't equal. Jeez, it doesn't have to lead down that path, right? And I don't know why I'm confused. I was so hot on Friday, as you know, but it's inconceivable to me that we can't have a political leadership that can put 1 + 1 + 1 together and come up with 10, right? Because if we combine the immigration,
it's a multiplier effect when you start to add everything into play.
Right.
Bring more people
focus.
In, take care of the environment, have growth, make sure that your weak are covered, make sure that the sick get health care. That kind of stuff, you can make it. Why can't we be the number one education spot in the world?
Yeah.
Why haven't we made that as the mandate?
Right.
Why do we always compare ourselves versus each province and that's it?
Right.
We've never set a golden standard in this country for anything that we want to be the number one ever. And if you have heard this from the government, come back to me and send me a note.
Right.
Because I will say I'm sorry online because I think it's important that our culture is going to be whatever happens mentality.
Well, and listen, at the end of the day, you said it correctly. The government is a reflection of us as a people, as a society,
Absolutely.
And as a culture, and we need to change that. I'm telling you, I'm tired to be a second-class citizen. Globally.
Yeah.
We're second-class
citizens. This is one of the best countries to live in the world.
It should be the best.
But there's a reason why it's not the best.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. I got that. I feel better.
Good.
I got to tell you. Yeah.
You had your therapy session?
Yeah. I hope nobody drove off the road because they got all hot and bothered with me. But thanks for listening, for sure. Let's talk about our upcoming seminar before we sign off.
We know that these types of things are going to impact our economy and our society going forward. And so there needs to be a structure put in place as you go through retirement. How do you bulletproof your retirement? We're going to talk about a structure called asset dedication. This is one solution to protect you and provide income for the rest of your life. So how do we deal with that? How are we going to actually take care on all these different problems that are coming our way? We'll discuss that on Tuesday, February 18th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400, or go on our website at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money. We will talk to you again next week with our next rant. Thanks for tuning in. You're on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.